That's right. So the Minister has actually gotten the green light from the European Commission to roll over the Rural Development Programme, which is the, I suppose, the source of so many of the farm schemes that we're familiar with, the ANC, the old disadvantaged area payments, the GLAS schemes, that's GLAS 1, 2 and 3, BDGP, which is particularly important for beef and suckler farmers, the sheep welfare, which is obviously for the sheep welfare farmers, and then TAMS, which a lot of farmers, but particularly dairy farmers, have availed of. So it's a lot of money. It amounts in total to about 630 million. And it covers tens of thousands of farmers. In GLAS alone, there's about 48,000 farmers. And, you know, it's huge sums of money. It was very important, I suppose, to get the green light from the Commission to be able to roll it over because of the CAP transition regulations not being in place yet. So good for farmers, you know, kind of they can rest assured that their money for next year will be there. And for some of the schemes where, so for example, next year there is a one-year GLAS scheme as a result of there not being a cap in place. And it seems to be quite a simple farmer-friendly application for that. They'll get either a text message or a notification on agfood.ie that they'll respond to if they want to opt in to the GLAS scheme for next year.
And quite a big coup for Minister Charlie McConnellogue, I'm sure, after a turbulent year as it relates to that ministerial role for agriculture.
Yeah, that's right. We had a record number of ministers for agriculture this year. Charlie McConnellogue seems to be doing a good job so far. Money is always important to farmers, particularly ahead of Christmas, particularly this year with coronavirus, you know, having scuppered so many other things. And most of the payments that were due this year seem to have gone out on time or even a little bit early in some cases. So he did say when he took office that his priority would be to make payment to farmers, you know, kind of as hassle-free as possible. And so far, so good in terms of his being able to roll over the RDP and this year's schemes to get them out on time.